Hello, my dear friends! Welcome to this episode! Okay, today is Sunday, and I decided to start reading the articles about public speaking from Brian Tracy, briantracy.com. And yeah, I chose a topic that is about fear of public speaking. The topic's name is how overcome your fear of public speaking. And yeah, so let's get started. I have opened OneNote to, as always, write the notes. And yeah. So let's get started. Okay. Let's see. Okay. How overcome your fear of public speaking? In the name of God. If the idea of getting up in front of a group of people, a big or small audience, online or in person, makes you sweat, you might suffer from the fear of public speaking. Public speaking is a fantastic skill I believe most people should master though. Whether you want to make a career out of it or just want to be able to feel comfortable speaking publicly on a personal level. Regardless of the fears you may have right now, it is possible for you to become a successful motivational public speaker. Guys, let me turn off the light. My RGB, yeah. Okay, this is great. And wait a minute, please. Okay, yeah. I switched the light. Yeah, this is great. Okay. So how do you kick the public speaking anxiety? Learn some public speaking facts and try these tips to learn how to overcome your fear of public speaking and become a public speaker master. Great. Why are people afraid of public speaking? Okay. Why are people afraid of public speaking? It may help you to know that you are not alone in your fear of public speaking. In many, it can cause a fight or flight response. In fact, 40% of Americans suffer from glossophobia. I don't know what is glossophobia is. I don't know. Anyway, what is glossophobia really? Let me listen.
Glossophobia.
Okay. What is glossophobia really? It is an anxiety disorder. This is an anxiety disorder and a common fear, and it goes beyond just being nervous or worrying about being in front of an audience. Some of the physical symptoms you might feel include your heart racing, and you may find it harder to breathe. It is always helpful to take a couple of deep breaths. You could feel sweaty, dizzy, or nauseous. I don't know. Yeah?
Nauseous.
Something disgusting that makes you disgust.
Dizzy
and sweaty. Okay, so some of the physical symptoms you might feel include your heart racing. Heart racing means something like heartbeat, I guess. heart racing, heartbeat, and you may find it harder to breathe. Hint, it is always helpful to take a couple of deep breaths. Okay, so I copied this sentence and pasted it in OneNote. Okay. Hint, it is always helpful to take a couple of deep breaths. Okay. Mm-hmm. You might be shaking uncontrollably or even want to run out of the room. This can be from starting your speech or even before when making direct eye contact with members of the audience. Many people learn how to overcome their public speaking fears by learning relaxation techniques and also by taking public speaking classes. Another method that has proven to work is to practice exposure therapy. More on that. However, it is very effective for people who may be suffering from various types of anxiety disorders such as social phobia. Social phobia means fear of being in social. Yeah, phobia ijtimai. Okay. Another method that has proven to work is to practice exposure therapy. What is exposure therapy? Okay. Understanding the power of positive thinking can also help you overcome your fear of public speaking. Okay. Whether you have glossophobia or are just nervous about your speech, the right tools will give you the confidence you need to achieve your public speaking goals. Okay. Great. Here are my tips to help you overcome the fear of public speaking. Okay, let's get into these notes or tips. Okay. As someone who's made a career out of speaking publicly, I've personally tested and tried each of these tips to help me grow as a speaker. This advice has also helped many people learn how to overcome their fear of public speaking. Here are the key points that I have learned and want to share with you. Number one, choose a topic you're passionate about. My goodness sake. When I read this title, I told myself, this is great. You know, this is a key point. Yeah, he's right. Choose a topic you're passionate about. Okay. Choose a topic you're passionate about. When you care about something, it becomes easier to speak about it and get others invested and passionate about what you're talking about as well. So if you're going to speak on a topic, make sure it is something you're passionate about. Overcome nervous public speaking feelings by choosing a topic that has had an inordinate impact on you. Inordinate means something a lot, okay? Something that is a lot. Something, I don't know how to say. Inordinate. I can't describe you, okay? Has had an inordinate impact on you, okay? Much influence or impact or much effect on you, okay? You want to share with others. You intensely feel others could benefit from knowing, and you can speak about it from the heart. Okay, so Other people can benefit from the knowledge you have gained through your unique experiences. Combine your passions with your desires to improve others' lives, to calm your nervous and boost your confidence in front of an audience. Okay. Choose a topic you're passionate about. Okay. Let's talk about this first tip. Choose a topic you're passionate about. When you care about something, it becomes easier to speak about it and get others invested and passionate about what you're talking about as well. You got invested. Invested and passionate about what you're talking about as well. So if you're going to speak on a topic, make sure it is something you're passionate about. So the first key point is we should choose a topic that we are passionate about. Okay. Overcome Overcome nervous public speaking feelings by choosing a topic that has had an inordinate impact on you. You want to share with others. You severely. Okay, intensely. Let me search or look up this word. Intensely. Yeah, intensely. You intensely feel others could benefit from knowing, and you can speak about it from the heart. Okay, so when we want to choose a topic, we should choose a topic that we are passionate about. It has had much effect on us, and we want to share that knowledge with others and something like that. So overcome nervous public speaking feelings by choosing a topic that I copied this paragraph and I pasted. Okay. Overcome nervous public speaking feelings by choosing a topic that, yeah. Okay. Great. Mm-hmm. Great. Okay. Other people can benefit from the knowledge you have gained through your unique experiences. Combine your passions with your desire to improve others' lives, to calm your nerves and boost your confidence in front of an audience. What? Combine your passions with your desire to improve others' lives, to calm your nerves, to calm your nerves and boost your confidence in front of an audience. Okay, it's okay. So the first one is choose a topic you're passionate about. Great. The second one is number two, get organized. A big part of what causes fear of public speaking is not being prepared. My goodness sake. A big part. This is important. A big part of what causes fear of public speaking is not being prepared. One of the best things you can do to help you feel more prepared and confident in your speech is to stay organized. Get your notes together and outline the main points of your speech. Plan how you are going to start your speech to grab the attention of your audience within the first 30 seconds. Consider color coding certain parts of your speech so they are easy to refer to. If you plan to use visual aids, get them together and practice using them. Know where you will place them during your speech. Make sure your technology is in working order as well. Be familiar with your laptop, tablet, or phone, and how to cast your screen or run a projector if that is what you will be using. Ask questions about the presentation area so you know what to expect. Will there be a podium? Oh, yes. Okay, podium. A special place.
Podium.
Will there be a podium? Will you have a microphone? Will you wait backstage before your speech or with the audience? Will you wait backstage? Okay. So, get organized. Let me search this phrase. Get organized. Okay. A big part of what causes fear of public speaking is not being prepared. A big part of what causes fear of public speaking is not being prepared. So, the key point is we should be prepared for our speech. Yeah, get organized. Okay. Choose a topic you're passionate about. A big part of what causes fear of public speaking is not being prepared. I bold this part. Okay. Is not being prepared. One of the best things you can do to help you feel more prepared and confident in your speech is to stay organized. Get your notes together and outline the main points of your speech. Outline. Outline means highlight, something like that. I don't know. Outline means make the summary of something, okay? Yeah, and get your notes together and outline the main points of your speech. Plan how you are going to start your speech to grab the attention of your audience within the first 30 seconds. Okay, I also copied this sentence and I pasted. Paste. Okay. Remove link. Okay. A big part of what causes fear of public speaking is not being prepared. And get your notes together and outline the main points of your speech. Plan how you are going to start your speech to grab the attention of your audience within the first 30 seconds. Okay. Okay. Great. Oh, my laptop crashed.
My goodness sake.
Okay. You're passionate about it. Okay. Great. Consider color coding certain parts of your speech so they are easy to refer to. Color coding. What does it mean? Color coding. Consider color coding certain parts of your speech so they are easy to refer to. If you plan to use visual aids. What do you mean? Visual aids, get them together and practice using them. Know where you will place them during your speech. Oh, yeah, I got it. Visual aids, visual aids is. Visual aids or visual helps is something that we use in seminars to show people the process of our speech. For example, I was watching two seminars about getting started in a public speaking career, and That guy, that the speaker used some photos to show the process of the seminar. For example, he said, I don't know, this is tree or this is seeds, and during the time it grows, it becomes, I don't know, it sprouts, and then it becomes a tree, and so on. Okay, so visual aids is what I told you. Okay. If you plan to use visual aids, get them together and practice using them. You know where you will place them during your speech. Okay. Make sure your technology is in working order as well. Working order. Okay, is in working order as well. Be familiar with your laptop, tablet, or phone, and how to cast your screen. Cast means to transfer, yeah? Yeah, something like that. Cast your screen or run a projector if that is what you will be using. Projector. Ask questions about the presentation area so you know what to expect. Will there be a podium? Will you have a microphone? Will you wait backstage before your speech or with the audience? Okay. This is number two, get organized. So we learned that a big part of what causes fear of public speaking is not being prepared. And we should get our notes and outline the main points of our speech and planning how we are going to start our speech to grab the attention of our audience within the first 30 seconds. Okay, let's move on. Number three, practice. Nothing takes the place of practicing and preparing for your speech. Write out a script of your key points, but don't read from the script word for word. One of my best fear of tips to combat a fear of public speaking is to prepare for your speech so well that you could answer any possible question thrown at you. When someone asks me how he can build effective communication skills and improve his public speaking, I quote the word of Albert Hubbard, who said, the only way to learn to speak is to speak and speak and speak and speak and speak and speak and speak. Yeah. Number three is practice. Let's read it again, okay? Nothing takes the place of practicing and preparing for your speech. Write out a script of your key points, but don't read from the script word for word. Okay, word for word. Okay, I copied this sentence and I pasted it here. My goodness sake, my laptop crashed. Don't crash. Okay. My goodness sake. Okay. Write out a script of your key points, but don't read from the script word for word. Okay. One of my best fear of tips to combat a fear of public speaking. Combat means to conquer, okay? To fight with a fear of public speaking is to practice for your speech so well that you could answer any possible question thrown at you. When someone asks me how he can build effective communication skills and improve his public speaking, I quote the words of Albert Hubbard, who said, "The only way to learn to speak is to speak and speak and speak and speak and speak and speak and speak." Okay, so the third tip that Brian suggests us to fear to overcome the fear of public speaking is to practice. Very easy. The next one is number four. Perform your speech in front of a mirror. My goodness sake, these tips are so great. Perform. Perform means do, okay? Perform your speech in front of a mirror. Practice your speech in front of a mirror as if you were speaking directly to someone. If you really want to learn how to overcome stage fright means a fear, yeah. Stage fright, then pay attention to your facial expressions, your gestures, your body movements, how welcoming you appear. How welcoming you appear. Yeah. Okay. When you have a gentle expressions and a calm demeanor. What? Demeanor means behavior or treatment. Okay, demeanor. Okay. When you have gentle expressions and a calm demeanor when you speak, you will be more welcoming to your audience. Okay. Number four is perform your speech in front of a mirror. Okay. Perform your speech in front of a mirror. Okay. Practice your speech in front of the mirror as if you were speaking directly to someone. If you really want to learn how to overcome stage fright, then pay attention to your facial expressions, your gestures, your body movements, how welcoming you appear. When you have gentle expressions and a calm demeanor. When you have a gentle expressions and a calm demeanor when you speak, you will be more welcoming to your audience. So we should practice public speaking in front of a mirror, okay? Number five. Record yourself and learn. Record yourself and check for the signs. Did you speak too quickly? Is your vocabulary appropriate? Did you say too often? How is your tone? Okay. Think about how top athletes go back and watch tapes of their gameplay to see how to improve. To overcome your guys, I got an idea. Let's read a section and then come back and read it word by word, okay? Think about how top athletes go back and watch tapes of their gameplay to see how to improve. To overcome your fear of public speaking, you would be essentially doing the same thing by recording your speech. Set up your phone or a video camera to record your speech. Record yourself giving the talk from beginning to end. If you stumble over your words, forget something. Or mess up, just keep recording. Then listen to it or watch it.
and make notes on how you could make it better. Some people don't like listening to the sound of their voice on tape. So it is important that you get used to. Get used to means to get. It becomes your habit, okay? So it's important that you get used to your own voice and speaking style. So record yourself and learn. Yeah, okay. Number five is recording our voice and learn from it. Okay. Record yourself. Check. Let me write this note. These notes. Okay. Mm-hmm. Come here. Okay. Record. Let me type this photo. Record yourself and check for these signs. Okay. Record yourself and check for these signs. Number one. One, two, three. Okay. Did you speak too quickly? Number two. Is your vocabulary appropriate? Number three. Did you say too often? And number four is how is your tone? Okay, so record yourself and learn. Record yourself and check for these signs. Did you speak too quickly? Is your vocabulary appropriate? Did you say too often? too often? How is your tune? Okay. Right. Okay. Think about how top athletes go back and watch tapes. Tape? What does it mean? Tape. Okay. Record, okay? Watch tapes of their gameplay. Yep. Demeanor. Gameplay to see how to improve. To overcome your fear of public speaking, you would be essentially doing the same thing by recording your speech. Okay. So, Brian says, if you want to overcome your fear of public speaking, you should record your speech and then listen to it and check for the errors that you made. Okay? Set up your phone or a video camera to record your speech. Record yourself giving the talk from beginning to end. If you stumble, what does it mean? If you stumble means to...
Stumble
means to say... we say to this stumble, okay? If you stumble over your words, forget something or mess up means to ruin something, okay? Or mess up, just keep recording. You should always practice, speak. Yeah. Then listen to it or watch it and make notes on how you could make it better. You know, I've heard this point from one of public speakers. That he said one of the best tips to learn public speaking is to watch other people's speaking and take notes about or take notes on how we can perform that speech better. Okay? Yeah, when I read this sentence, I remembered that. that sentence, yeah. Then listen to it or watch it and make notes on how you could make it better. Okay. You know, I let me write this. Okay, I copy and paste it. I say, listen to your speech, and then listen to your speech or other people's speech. Yeah, listen to your speech or other people's speech, and make notes on how you or they could make it better. Yeah. So I wrote this note in this way, that listen to your speech or other people's speech, and make notes on how you or they could make it better. Okay. Yeah. Some people don't like listening to the sound of their voice on tape. So it is important that you get used to your own voice and speaking style. You know, Brian says there are some people that they hate to hear their voice, but he says you should get used to, you should get used to your voice, okay? And this is important, that suppose that someone hates his or her voice. This is so ridiculous, you know, you should love your voice, okay? You should speak and just listen to your speech and your voice, and you will get used to it. Okay, number 6. Work on your breath. Sometimes when speaking, we also tend to ramble. Working on your breathing will help you learn how to pace yourself in your speech, so you don't ramble or speed through at a pace your audience can't keep up with. When you focus on your breathing. When you focus on your breathing, your voice will have your voice will have more resonance, and you will relax. Breathe calmly and focus on getting into a rhythm. Although this is an exercise to overcome public speaking anxiety, breath work will help reduce stress and improve clarity in all areas of life. Okay, number 6 is about breathing. Let me search it.
Breathing.
Okay. Number 6, work on your breath. Sometimes when speaking, we also tend to ramble. What does it mean? Ramble. Ramble means to wander or idle, okay? I-D-L-E, idle. Idle. To waste time. Sometimes when speaking, we also tend to ramble. Working on your breathing will help you learn how to pace yourself. Pace means to proceed, okay? Learn how to pace yourself in your speech so you don't ramble. So you don't ramble or speed through at a pace your audience can't keep up with. Keep up means keep up. Let me search it. Keep up means to continue. Okay. Keep up with us. Okay. When you focus on your breathing, your voice will have more resonance and you will relax. Okay. So the key point is breathing. Okay. We should work on our breathing. Yeah, breathing. Breathe calmly and focus on getting into a rhythm. Although this is an exercise to overcome public speaking anxiety, breath work means breathing, okay? Breath work will help reduce stress and improve clarity in all areas of life. Okay, so work on your breath. This is the sixth suggestion of Brian for overcoming fear of breath. For overcoming fear of public speaking. Okay, work on your speech. Great. Number seven, have someone review your presentation. Have someone review your presentation. Sometimes we get in our own heads about our presentations, and it can be helpful to have someone we are close with who can still remain objective, review the speech to provide feedback before presenting in front of the audience. If you can, have someone else you trust to listen to your speech for personalized public speaking help. Choose someone that would be considered close to the audience you're planning to present to in order to get the best feedback. This tip follows the principle of exposure therapy, which have you confront your fear of speaking in front of someone by speaking in front of someone. Starting small with an audience of one who can give you positive feedback will help you visualize just speaking to that one person when it is time to give your speech, from your introductory statement to the end of your speech if needed. Have someone review your presentation. Okay, number seven. Have someone review your presentation. We read this section again. Okay. Sometimes we get in our own heads about our presentation, and it can be helpful to have someone we are close with, who can still remain objective. Objective means sensible or tangible. Remain objective. Review the speech to provide feedback before presenting in front of the audience. Okay. Let me search this. Okay. Great. What is getting in our one's head? Getting one's head. One's head. Okay, to get in someone's head is an informal expression which can mean a variety of things. Usually along these lines, you get in my head, you disturb my equilibrium, I don't know, you make me think in ways I don't like. From an impression. Idea or plan. For example, what a strange idea has she got? Into her head, or in one's head? Yeah, get in. Or he took it into his head that you want to quit. To get it, you know, I couldn't understand the meaning of this phrase. Sometimes we get in our own heads about oh, I got it. You know, Brian said we have specific ideas about our presentation, but it's better to get help from other people. Okay, he generally he means generally this. Yeah. Sometimes we get in our own heads about our presentations, and it can be helpful to have someone we are close with who can still remain objective, review the speech to provide feedback before presenting in front of the audience. If you can, have someone else you trust to listen to your speech for personalized public speaking help. Okay. Great. If you can have someone else you trust to listen to your speech for personalized public speaking help. Choose someone that would be considered close to the audience you're planning to present to in order to get the best feedback. This is a good point choosing someone that would be considered close to the audience you're planning to present to in order to get the best feedback. You know, Brian says, for example, in the previous article, we knew that we should know our audience. And in this article, he says it's better you choose someone that would be considered close to your audience you're planning to present to in order to get the best feedback. He means, for example, I told you that I want to talk for teenagers about finding the life purpose and something like that. And in this way, or in this case, I can talk about these issues with a teenager or a juvenile and then get feedbacks from him or her, okay? Because my audience is teenagers. So choose someone that would be considered close to the audience you're planning to present to in order to get the best feedback. This tip follows the principle of exposure therapy. So exposure therapy is this tip follows the principle of exposure therapy, which have you confront your fear of speaking in front of someone by speaking in front of someone. What? Let me copy this and paste in Google Translate. You know, Brian says when you speak with someone about your topic, you can overcome your fear of speaking in front of people. Okay, so this is good to have someone listen to you. So principle of exposure therapy is to talk to someone and then you will be able to talk in front of your audience, in front of many people. Starting small with an audience of one who can give you positive feedback will help you visualize just speaking to that one person when it is time to give your speech from your introductory statement to the end of your speech if needed. Okay, so number seven, the summary of number seven is have someone review your presentation. Brian says you can have someone listen to your speech and they give feedback to your presentation and something like that. Okay. Have someone review your presentation. Yep, this is good. Presentation. Okay. Number eight. Take a public speaking class. Number eight. Take a public speaking class. One of the best ways to improve public speaking and your your comfort with it and leave the fear of public speaking in your past is to take public speaking courses. There are many options out there, whether you take them at the university level or online in your spare time. Invest in yourself as a public speaker as you would buy going to school to earn a degree or certification for a better paying job. While many speakers start out by giving speeches for free, the typical compensation for a public speaking event is $4,500 to $70,500. The right training tools can help you become a six-figure speaker too. Okay, number eight is take a public speaking class. One of the best ways to improve public speaking and your comfort, yeah, means ease, okay, your ease with it, and leave the fear of public speaking in your past is to take public speaking courses. There are many options out there, whether you take them at the university level or online in your spare time. Spare means extra. Yeah? Let me search. Spare. In your spare time. Okay, in your spare time. Invest in yourself as a public speaker, as you would by going to school, as you would by going to school to earn a degree or certification for a better paying job. Okay, certification. Okay, means verification or or what? Or certification. Verification, authentication, certificate. Yeah, certificate. Certificate. Okay. We're going to start out by giving speeches for free. The typical compensation. Compensation for public speaking event is $4,500 to $70,500. Okay. The right training tools can help you become a six-figure speaker to six-figure speaker. What does it mean? Six-figure. I don't know. Okay, number nine. Exercise before you speak. One of my tips for public speaking anxiety that you may not think of is to exercise before you speak. Exercise is a key factor to success. It sparks creativity, gets the blood flowing, and helps get pent-up energy out. Exercising before you speak could help tame the nerves and make you feel more relaxed before your speech. So exercise before your speech. One of my tips for public speaking anxiety that you may not think of is to exercise before you speak. Exercise is a key to success. Is a key factor to success. It sparks. Spark means boom. Okay, boom. It sparks creativity. It gets the blood flowing and helps get pent up energy out. Pent up. Okay, pent up energy out. Get pent up energy out. Pent up energy, you know, pent up energy means your accumulated energy, okay? Accumulated. Yeah. Accumulated energy. Okay, for example, assume you have energy in your body and it's stuck in there, okay? So by exercising, you help it to get out, okay? So, my friends, let me plug in my laptop. Okay, great. So great.
Public speaking.
Okay, number 10. Include a visual aid to help you remember talking points. Okay. Include a visual. Let me. This is recording. Great. Number 10. Include a visual aid to help you remember talking points. Tips for creating a visual aid. 5-5-5 rules. No more than 5 lines per slide. No more than 5 words per line. Don't have more than 5 bullet points. Images. Use images, graphics, or other visual elements on the slides. And in all your body, copy use 24 point size or body copy. Use 24 point size or larger. Okay. International. Okay. Visual aids like PowerPoint presentations could be a fantastic addition to your speech. They can also help provide visual they can also help you provide visual cues for you as the speaker about what you wanted to speak on next, so you can feel more prepared and your public speaking anxiety will not creep in. Just make sure you're not reading directly from the slides or the visual aid isn't too overcrowded or small for your audience. Keep it simple when it comes to visual aid. Rely on your speaking more than props. Okay. Number 10. Include a visual aid to help you remember talking points. Visual aids like PowerPoint presentations could be a fantastic addition to your speech. They can also help provide visual cues for you as the speaker about what you wanted to speak on next, so you can feel more prepared and your public speaking anxiety will not creep in. Okay. Just make sure you're not reading directly from the slides or the visual aid or the visual aid isn't too overcrowded or small for your audience. Keep it simple when it comes to visual aids. Rely on your speaking more than props.
Prop.
Okay. I copy this and I paste it here. Just make sure you're not reading directly from the slides or the visual aid, or let me bold it. Okay. Or the visual aid isn't too overcrowded or small for your audience. Okay. So in the 10th tip, Brian says include a visual aid to help you remember talking points. He says you can have a PowerPoint that you can write your points that you want to speak about, and when you want to have a PowerPoint for your speech, notice that the font size shouldn't be so small that your audience can't read it, or so overcrowded. Okay, so we should keep the font size in a appropriate size, and also our slides should be neat, okay, and tidy, and we shouldn't read directly from the slides. For example, in the slides, for example, we have written no more than 5 lines per slide. Use image, graphics, or other visual elements on the slides. We shouldn't read in this way, okay? We should just say, yeah, image, use image and graphics, and don't read word by word your slides and something like that, okay? Okay, number 11. Let me see. My goodness sake, this is 16. There are 16 tips. Okay, we are in number 11. Okay, take a pause. The powerful speech pause might be the most important speaking technique you will ever learn. Not only will it help you overcome your fear of public speaking, but it will help you master your control over the emotional impact of your speeches. The secret is something that I've used for many years as a salesman and as a public speaker. In music, all of the beauty is contained in the silence between the notes. In speaking, the drama and power of speech are contained in the silence that you create as you move from point to point. This is an art that you can learn with practice. As you practice your speech, pause for 3 to 5 seconds after asking a question, making one of your main points, or finishing a story. The pause will give the audience time to ponder your message. Ponder means to think deeply. The pause will give the audience time to ponder your message and connect with you. It will also help you slow down so that you are not speaking too quickly or rambling off topic. Take a pause. Okay, number 11. Take a pause. Okay, the powerful speech pause. Speech pause might be the most important speaking technique you will ever learn. Not only will it help you overcome your fear of public speaking, but it will help you master your control over the emotional impact of your speeches. Okay. This secret is something that I've used for many years as a salesman and as a public speaker. In music, all of the beauty is contained in the silence between the notes. In speaking, the drama, what does it mean, drama? What does drama mean? Drama. Play, okay? The drama and power of the speech are contained in the silence that you create as you move from point to point. This is an art that you can learn with practice. As you practice your speech, pause for 3 to 5 seconds after asking a question, making one of your main points, or finishing a story. Okay, I copied this point and I paste it here. As you practice your speech, pause for 3 to 5 seconds after asking a question, making one of your main points, or finishing a story. Okay. The pause will give the audience time to ponder your message and connect with you. It will also help you slow down. Slow down means to reduce the speed, okay? Your talking speed. Will also help you slow down so that you're not speaking too quickly or rambling off topic. Rambling off topic. OFF. Rambling, I told you before. Or earlier. Rambling means to rambling off topic means to talk about other issues that is not respective to the main topic. Okay. And yeah, take a pause. Great. Number 12. Drink water and have it available. Drink water and have it available. Consider keeping a glass of water next to you while you speak in case you need it. Sometimes squeezing some lemon into your water helps as well. It helps lubricate your throat. Try to avoid sugary beverages before speaking. This can dry out your mouth and make it harder to talk. Yeah. Also, remember to drink water throughout your day to stay hydrated and keep your mind sharp and body ready to present, especially if you exercised before. Okay, drink water and have it available. These are really important points. Drink water and have it available. Consider keeping a glass of water next to you while you speak in case you need it. Sometimes squeezing some lemon into your water helps as well. It helps lubricate your throat. Lubricate means to make it soft, okay? Sometimes squeeze means to press, okay? Squeezing some lemon into your water helps as well. It helps lubricate your throat. Okay. Let's see. Squeeze. I wanna see compress. Yeah, compress or press. Okay, squeeze means to press or to compress. Okay. Try to avoid sugary beverages before speaking. This can dry out your mouth and make it harder to talk. Okay. For example, let me search it. Sugary beverages. What are sugary beverages? I guess something like soda or yeah. Yeah. Okay. Sugary beverages. What then? What are sugary drinks? Sugary drinks include soda, fruit flavored drinks, flavored water, sports and energy drinks, and sweetened coffee and tea. Okay, something like something such as soda or fruit flavored drinks. Okay, we say we call these beverages sugary. Try to avoid sugary beverages before speaking. This can dry out your mouth and make it harder to talk. Also, remember to drink water throughout your day to stay hydrated and keep your mind sharp and body ready to present, especially if you exercised before. Present. Number 13. Read more. The stories we consume help shape the stories we share. The stories we consume help shape the stories we share. To become a better speaker with a proficient vocabulary and a cohesive message, reading more can help you develop your speaking skills. Take time each day to read inspirational motivation quotes and other material from speaking professionals to help you overcome your fear of public speaking. Consider reading Eloquence in Public Speaking by Dr. Kenneth McNamara, who passed away in 1985. Is also known as the Dean of American Public Speakers. In his book, he didn't talk about methodology or technique at all. Okay, his central message, which influenced me very strongly when I began speaking publicly, was that the key to eloquence is the emotional component that the speaker brings to the subject. My goodness sake. To put it another way, the starting point of being an excellent speaker is for you to really care about your subject. Get to know your audience so you can speak their language, know their pain points, and help solve their problems. Use the motivational and leadership quotes you learn to inject some passion into your speeches and touch people's emotions. Remember that your speech is about them. It's not about you. You are giving a speech to offer valuable information to others and improve their lives. Okay, number 13, read more. The stories we consume help shape the stories we share. I think this is an important point, that the stories we consume help us shape the stories we share. To become a better speaker with a proficient means skilled or expert, okay? With a proficient vocabulary, okay? Or let me search this vocabulary. Proficient and skilled, or expert, skilled. You know, let me search shogird, student, pupil, apprentice. Yeah, apprentice. Yeah, I forgot it. Okay. To become a better speaker with a proficient vocabulary and a cohesive message. Cohesive means you say something that affects people, okay? People's emotions. And a cohesive message, reading more can help you develop your speaking skills. Yeah, reading more. Read more. Okay. Read more. Take time each day to read inspirational, motivational quotes and other material from speaking professionals to help you overcome your fear of public speaking. Consider reading Eloquence. Let me search the... Yeah. How to set your words on fire. Free PDF. Okay. Okay. Consider reading Eloquence in Public Speaking by Dr. Kenneth MacFarland. MacFarland, who passed away in 1985, is also known as the Dean of American Public Speakers. In his book, he didn't talk about methodology or technique at all. Dean means boss. Interpolar. Okay. His central message, central means main point, okay? His main point. His central message, which influenced me very strongly when I began speaking publicly, was that the key to eloquence.
Eloquence.
Speaking clearly, okay? That the key to eloquence is the emotional component that the speaker brings to the subject. My goodness sake! His central message was the key. I copied this sentence. As I told you, I want to make a blog post and share these tips in there in Persian. Okay. The key to eloquence is the emotional component that the speaker brings to the subject. For example, you say something inspirational, or you say something that affects the audience's feelings and something like it. Okay? Get to know your audience so you can speak their language. Know their pain points and help solve their problems. Use the motivational and leadership quotes you learn to inject some passion into your speeches and touch people's emotions. Remember that your speech is about them. It's not about you. You are giving a speech to offer valuable information to others and improve their lives. Number 14. Okay. Nothing is impossible. Therefore, impossible. I'm reading inspirational quotes. He says, "The bad news is time flies. The good news is you're the pilot." You're the pilot, my goodness sake. It's no use going back to yesterday because I was a different person then. Everything you have ever wanted is on the other side of fear. Great. Perfection is not attainable. But if we chase perfection, we can catch excellence. Good. It's not whether you get knocked down, it's whether you get back up. When wonder closes, sometimes we need to turn the knob to open another. Turn the knob. Yeah. Inspiration comes from within yourself. One has to be positive. When you're positive, good things happen. Okay. Number 14. Focus on the story you're telling, not your audience's thoughts. My goodness sake, this is also an important point. Focus on the story you're telling, not your audience's thoughts. Okay. When you have already done your research on your audience prior to speech, you know what they want or need to hear from your speech. Because of this, you should rest well. You should rest well, knowing your message will resonate. There's always going to be someone in the audience on their phone or yawning. Mm. Remember that there will always be people who are bored or tired. None of these audience reactions having anything to do with your personality. So then just focus on conveying that message or telling that story instead of what you think the audience is thinking while giving your speech. Some of the most important public speaking help I can give you is to be yourself. Let your personality come through as you are talking to your audience, and they will connect with you on a human level and want to hear more from you. So get out of your head, focus on your story, and wait for the applause at the end. Number 14. Focus on the story you're telling your audience's thoughts. When you're already done your research on your audience before your speech, you know what they want or need to hear from your speech. Because of this, you should rest well, knowing your message will resonate. Oh, you should rest well, knowing your message will resonate. Resonate means to affect, okay? There's always going to be someone in the audience on their phone or yawning. Yawning means something like this. We say to this yawning, okay? Remember that there will always be people who are bored or tired. None of these audience reactions have anything to do with your personality. Okay. Okay. So then just focus on conveying. That convey means to deliver. So then just focus on conveying that message or telling that story instead of what you think the audience is thinking while giving the speech. Okay. Just focus. I copied this and I paste it. Just focus on conveying that message or telling that story instead of what you think the audience is thinking while giving your speech. Some of the most important public speaking help I can give you is to be yourself. Let your personality come through as you are talking to your audience, and they will connect with you on a human level and want to hear more from you. So get out of your head, focus on your story, and wait for the applause at the end. Number 15. Relax, meditate, and use positive affirmations. In addition to breath work, make sure you find ways to relax throughout your day and during your speech. Consider meditating or repeating positive affirmations to yourself to help you focus and build confidence in yourself and your ability to speak confidently in public. Learn to channel your nervous energy into positive energy. Being nervous is a form of adrenaline. You can use it in a positive way to help give an impassioned presentation during public speaking events. Practice breathing exercises for anxiety. Shallow breathing makes anxiety worse. Shallow breathing. Deep breathing relaxes your body and brain. Shallow breathing comes from your chest. Deep breathing comes from your abdomen. Abdomen means stomach. Brian says shallow breathing comes from your chest. Deep breathing comes from your abdomen. He says shallow breathing makes anxiety worse. You know, Brian says we should take breath from our gut or our stomach, okay? Our tummy, okay? So practice breathing exercises for anxiety. Shallow breathing makes anxiety worse. Deep breathing relaxes your body and brain. Shallow breathing comes from your chest. Deep breathing comes from your abdomen. Find a quiet place to sit or lie down and practice belly breathing. With one hand on your abdomen and the other on your chest, breathe in through your nose and let your belly expand. Breathe out slowly through pursed lips. Pursed. Nothing that your chest should be fairly still. Yeah. Another popular breathing exercise to calm nerves is the 4-7-8 exercise. Breathe in and through your nose for a count for 4. Hold your breath for a count of 7. Then exhale by forcibly pushing your breath out for a count of 8. And practicing these breathing exercises, meditation, and positive affirmations will reduce your public speaking anxiety as well as your anxiety in everyday life. Okay, so number 15 is relax, meditate, and use positive affirmations. In addition to breath work, make sure you find ways to relax throughout your day and during your speech. Consider meditating or repeating positive affirmation yourself to help you focus and build confidence in yourself and your ability to speak confidently in public. Meditate. Okay, learn to channel your nerves. Learn to channel your nervous energy into positive energy. Being nervous is a form of adrenaline. Thanks, God.
Adrenaline.
You can use it in a positive way to help give an impassioned. What does it mean, impassioned? Oh my goodness, I got tired. Impassioned means with a high energy, okay? Give an impassioned presentation during public speaking events. Practice breathing exercises for anxiety. Shallow breathing makes anxiety worse. Deep breathing relaxes your body and brain. Shallow breathing comes from your chest. Deep breathing comes from your abdomen. Find a quiet place to sit or lie down and practice belly breathing. With one hand your abdomen and the other on your chest. Breathe in through your nose and let your belly expand. Breathe out slowly through Pursed. Pursed lips. And that your chest should be fairly still. Okay, I got it. So I copied the sentence and pasted it here. Okay, great. And find a quiet place. Okay, another probable thing. I also copied this. It doesn't matter. Practice breathing, meditation, and positive affirmations will reduce your public speaking anxiety as well as your anxiety in everyday life. And number 16, always seek to improve. No one ever stops growing. Even if you gave the best speech possible, there are always ways to improve. Stop focusing on perfection and focus on delivering the best you can at this point in time. Then go back, review, and learn to improve for your next amazing speech. On perfection. If there's a video of your speech, watch it and make notes on how you can improve on it for the next time. How do you think you did? Are there areas you think you could have improved? Did you seem stiff or make any weird facial expressions? Stiff. Did you use a PowerPoint presentation to your advantage? Did it help? Did you use often? How was your rhythm? Write everything down and keep practicing to improve. In time, you will banish all of your fears of public speaking. Banish. Okay, means exile. Expel. Okay, and remember, only you are responsible for your success. Okay, turn your fear of public speaking into confidence. And now that you have actionable ways to manage and eliminate your fear of public speaking with these tips for public speaking anxiety, it's time to get speaking. And remember, only you are responsible for your success. By Brian Tracy. Great. my goodness sake, we read this article for 1 hour and 33 minutes. And that's it. We took, my goodness sake, so many good points. Yeah. I want to definitely make a blog post of these tips. And yeah, I learned so many things. And you know, the topic is or was about overcoming the fear of public speaking. And you know, I just say practice, as Brian said. You know, by practicing and stepping in the way, we learn during the time how to present our speech and something like that. We learned to practice. We learned to work on our breath. We learn to take a pause. We learn to drink water and have it available. We learned to read more stories or watch videos and something like that to have something to present. And we learned to focus on the story we are telling, not audience's thoughts. And yeah, that's it. We learned so many things. Thanks, God. And I hope this episode is useful for you. Thanks for listening and goodbye until the next article. Thanks for listening and goodbye for now.